California often leads the way in a lot of things in this country. Some would argue it's not leading, it's taking us down a path, depending on what it is. But when it comes to medicine and stem cell research, they have been at the forefront of a lot of areas that the rest of the country has not. And our next guest, Don Reed, is here to talk about that. He's a citizen sponsor of California's Roman Reed Cord Injury Research Act of 1999, named after his paralyzed son, Roman, and the author of California Cures, How the California Stem Cell Program is Fighting Your Incurable Disease. Now, the reason that this is pertinent here, listen to this. This is on the inner flap of this book. Do you have a chronic incurable disease or disability? If so, you're not alone. 133 million Americans have cancer, blindness, paralysis, Parkinson's, heart disease, Huntington's, Alzheimer's, ALS, and more. They're not getting well. The cost of their care exceeded $2.5 trillion this year, more than all federal income taxes combined. Their suffering is incalculable. But California, where Proposition 71, voters approved $3 billion for stem cell research to fight back, to develop cures, save lives, and ease suffering. The book is What Happened Next. Now, what happened next, we will actually find out by talking to Don himself. He's on the line with us. Hi, Don.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate your coming on. So bring us up to date on stem cell research. Here in the Midwest, a lot of people remember most that this was a big fight during the Bush administration, and there were attempts to ban advanced stem cell research, and there was arguments over what constituted stem cell research, and was it killing babies, and could we harvest it from different areas, et cetera. A lot of that seems to have faded in the background as other social issues have dominated. That was 2003 and 2007. Where are we, first of all, right now with stem cell research in terms of how it's viewed, both in California and on a national scale?
Well, most people have no problem with it in terms of its ethics at all, because it's the embryonic stem cells is the one that was the controversial one. Mm. But all this really is the leftover tissues that would otherwise be discarded after a couple has in vitro fertilization process. So you're talking about something that will be thrown away anyway. It can never become a baby under any circumstances because it's never going to be implanted in the womb. No womb, no baby. So that's that for that. It's in terms of how it's doing, it's doing fantastic. A lot of different things are happening, and it's, for instance, one of your great book, Tuesdays with Maury, the ALS, which killed your friend, mm-hmm. is being fought hard by the California Stem Cell Program. Right now, there's two major trials going on at the Cedars Sinai and also at another one called Brainstorm Cell, each one about $16 million. Now, that's serious funding. The Roman Reed Act, our entire funding for the whole 10 years of our existence was only $15 million, which was a good thing. But the California, we're going out to win, not just to make a dent, but to actually win.
Is the perception within the medical community that if we spent more money, if it was more of a federal effort than just an individual state's effort, that stem cell research and stem cell technology would zoom ahead even faster and further in terms of curing some of these things that have been afflicting people for centuries?
I don't think you'll find any argument about that among the medical community at all. It's just we have to fight these things. There are huge problems which are affecting, you know, more than 133 million Americans alone. We just have to do it, and it's happening. We are having actual results. There's a little girl that I know, her name is Alicia, and she has this bubble baby disease. Remember John Travolta's movie, The Bubble
Boy? Yeah, The Boy in the Bubble, sure. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that story ended up when he got on the back of a horse and rode off, and all was well. No, I talked to his mother. He actually died, okay? But now we've got a disease cure for this thing. Basically, the child could not go outside because the germs would kill her. A common cold would kill her. But instead, now we've been able to remove some of her cells from her bone marrow, adapt them a little bit, put them back, and she is fine. Now we did not just one child, but 40. So there's actual cures are actually happening.
Why do stem cells work, and why are they so effective? Explain that to our audience.
Well, the stem cell is basically how your body begins. Everything that you are began from a stem cell. Your eyes, your organs, everything. So you start off with embryonic stem cells, which are like a blank check, and that can become anything. Later on, as your body begins to grow, you get what they call adult stem cells, which are like a credit card statement you get from a bank, which only goes at certain stores. Okay, it's like a gift coupon. Okay, and that is continues the rest of your life. So your embryonic is only for the first few months of your life. Then they go into adult, and that's what you keep with. An adult helps to cure, not to cure, but it helps to repair some of your minor injuries. For instance, if you get a cut, you get a scar. That scar is stem cell actions. But the big stuff is with the embryonic, and that's the very beginning.
And why does the embryonic so much more effective?
Well, it's just that's just when a baby's in the womb, it's growing really fast. Okay, at that time, it needs lots and lots of cells to make grow. If you've ever seen a newborn baby, notice how their skin is so perfect. There's no cuts, no scars, and yet it's been being put together all this for this 9 months of the birth, and all that is the stem cell growth. But there's no scars because it's perfect. It's the embryonic in action.
So, where is California and where is America in stem cell research relative to the rest of the world?
It depends. China is working really hard with, they don't have as much money as we do, but they're working hard. They've spent about $500 million on stem cells, and they're working on it, and they're going along pretty good. There's about 17 countries that America has, California has got agreements with, cooperation agreements with. So there are countries that are doing it. It just depends on how much money they have.
Are any of them what you would characterize as far ahead of us?
No. I think that we're doing just fine. It's just that we need to keep on spending the money. The California is setting an example. We're putting the money, not just right now, like a person said, all right, I'll give you a dollar for that, and that's it. No, we're saying well, for the next 20 years, we're going to be paying for that. And that gives us long-term reliable funding, which is what the scientists need to get the job done.
Bear with us a second as we're talking to Don Reed. Again, his book on this is called California Cures, How the California Stem Cell Program is Fighting Your Incurable Disease, and he has a lot of experience with it himself. All right, finishing our conversation with Don Reed, who is involved in getting the California Research Act of 1999, which is named after his own paralyzed son, through in California. Now, relative to the rest of the country, is California leading the way here? Are there any other states that are close? And how many states would you characterize as sort of woefully behind in terms of allowing stem cell and funding stem cell research?
There's only 7 states in the whole country that fund stem cell research. All right, and I can never name them all, but California, Connecticut, Texas, Minnesota, Washington, Maryland, and a couple more I can't remember. It's like the 7 dwarfs. I can't remember all of them. But they're fighting hard, and they're in New York, and they're doing well. It just they don't have as much money as California did, and I'm hoping that we will get part two. See, Bob Klein, the man who began Proposition 71, was once asked, could he raise $1 billion for stem cell research? He said no. They said, too much? He said, not enough. So he went ahead, and we fought like hell to get past Proposition 71, and that is the California Stem Cell Program, and that's the $3 billion. We're almost done with that money, and I want there to be a part two. I want there to be a part two because it's just amazing what's happening.
How did they raise that money in California? Where does it come from?
It's a bonds. We sell bonds for it.
Okay, so it's not a tax or anything like that on the citizens. It's not an income tax or anything like that.
It's bonds which eventually are paid for by the general tax fund. But we've been doing it, and nobody's complained. It's been the people that don't like any kind of government at all will always complain. But the funding is going well. Every time we have to clear it with the state treasurer, can we afford it this month? And everything's cleared, and it's worked.
How does it work in terms of if there's only 7, so there's 43 states that don't. If someone comes from a state that doesn't have that, can they get care in California, or do they have to be a California citizen?
Well, California is going by the set FDA clinical trials. We're in 45 of them right now, okay? Two of those are in for ALS. So the other if people can come from all over the place. That's very welcome. But every dollar that California spends has to be spent in California.
And how much more progress do you think finally we would make if this became a federal law? If these things were cleared and there were no barriers to it, and somehow this became a I guess not a federal law, but a federal effort, you know, where we were it was part of our federal medical approach to things, that stem cell research was just accepted everywhere and was done in every state. What kind of progress would that represent?
Well, I got to be in the room when President Obama reversed the Bush prohibitions and allowed us to go forward. I would like every state to have a program like California does, because we all suffer incredible numbers of incurable diseases. So as far as what that could be, you're describing this paradise. It's like looking at across the ocean, and you see a little patch of green, and you get closer, you realize that it's an island, and those are trees, and everything is alive and real and possible. That's where we are right now. We just have to make it happen.
Don Reed is our guest. California Cures, How the California Stem Cell Program is Fighting Your Incurable Disease, is the book that he's written. And go look up online all the information you can about stem cell research and what's happening in California and the other six states that have it. It's an interesting thing, and I think Don is correct when he says the hesitation against this, the resistance to this that was so strong in the early 2000s and all of them seemed to be a big galvanizing issue, doesn't seem to be there anymore. I think people have seemed to accept that there's ways of harvesting these things that don't really crisscross the whole abortion barrier or whatever it was that was holding people up. Don, I want to thank you for coming on the program. Appreciate your insight.
Thank you so much. By the way, stemcellbattles.com is my free website. Get all kinds of information there for free. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Stemcellbattles.com. All right, back with more on 760 WJR.